What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to Monday Minutes here on the Gravity Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chris. Thank you for choosing to tune in today. Hey, folks, in 5 minutes or less, I'm aiming to bring you value in your life, giving you actionable steps to improve your health and hopefully your happiness. With that, let's get into this episode of Monday Minutes. Hey folks, welcome to Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Oh wow, I hope you had a great weekend. Coming off a spring break here, my family and I have been out of town enjoying the most magical place on earth, which we all know is Cannon Beach, Oregon. It's not Disneyland, folks. I'm sorry. If Disneyland wants to hit me up, I'll give them a shout out, but I'm not gonna say it's the most magical place on earth because it's just simply not true. Hey folks, we've been building on these Monday minutes. And I want to continue to give you quality, actionable things that you can do to improve your health and hopefully your happiness in 5 minutes or less. Today, I want to talk about talking. Sounds a little bit repetitive. You know, within my sphere as a peer support group counselor, so I received additional training to come alongside police officers, first responders, when they went through tough things in their career. And one of the gifts of peer support is you have privileged communication, much like a lawyer, much like a spouse, a clergy person. You have privileged communication with this officer who just went through something, so they can say anything to you and you're not allowed to talk about it. And sometimes we need that extra degree of protection. We, you know, when you're struggling with something and you maybe have a narrative going through your mind that, man, I'm weak. I'm a failure. I should be stronger. I should be a better mom or dad, husband or wife, or, you know, whatever that narrative is that's polluting your mind, having the ability to get it out. Within the peer support training, they called it cathartic ventilation, the healing of, you know, exhale, if you will, the healing power of getting it out. And I can tell you from my own perspective, as I went through different seasons where I struggled with calls as a police officer, I reached out to trained peers and they listened to me and I got it out. And they didn't have any magic words other than, that sounds really tough, Chris. Some of them were able to look at me and say, I've been through something similar. Others weren't. Others looked at me and said, wow, that sounds really tough. If I were in your shoes, I would probably feel the same way. And I'm telling you, I felt normal. I felt normal by talking to people that I trusted. And I would do the same with Jamie. I talk with her. I share things with her. The things that I don't want to share with anyone else, that I don't feel safe sharing with other people, I share with her. And she accepts me most of the time. Sometimes she teases me when she knows that it's teasing appropriate. And there's other people in my life. I have other friends. And not everyone gets to hear the same length of story. When you choose to talk to someone, when you believe that someone has earned the right to hear your story, you get to choose how much of it you share. I had a mentor share that with me one time. I was actually apologizing to him because I felt like I wasn't being genuine. I wasn't operating with integrity because I wasn't sharing all of the story with him. So I disclosed this to him and he looks at me and goes, Chris, I'm your mentor. You share with me what you want me to help you unpack. You share everything with your counselor. Give her all the information so that she can help you. With me, you get to decide how much of the story you're going to share. So that's my challenge to you folks, is to talk. And I also want to challenge you to listen. The way that you can promote talking in our children, in our younger folks, or if you're a senior employee where you're working, in first responder world or out of first responder world, if you allow younger employees to talk and you simply empathize, you don't actually have to know what it's like, what they went through. You just sit there and say, wow, that sounds really tough. Wow, you sound upset. Or if I were in your shoes, I would be frustrated, upset, angry, sad, whatever the emotion that you hear them saying is. And if we do this more often, if we make it safe to talk, then all of those narratives, those poisonous narratives, will get a little bit more quiet. Take care of each other. God bless.